Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford County. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. I understand that your district will be changing in the new year to include portions of Erie County. So, Representative Roy, this program, we're going to kind of take a look back at the past year and some of the legislative accomplishments, things that were passed by the House and the Senate that became law. What kind of issues were dealt with and how will they affect Pennsylvania?
One of the great laws we passed this year was the Castle Doctrine. Even though the United States Constitution and the Pennsylvania Constitution gives us the right to own and bear arms, sometimes people were being charged with a crime when they used self-defense to defend themselves. So with the Castle Doctrine, you can now use force to defend yourself in your home.
There was also some important legislation that was considered in the House and just passed this fall that'll deal with some problems that we've seen in clinics that deal with women's health, specifically clinics that provide abortion services. I understand that there's been some real upgrading in the way the state oversees these.
Many of us would like to end the practice of abortion, but we can't do that right now with the federal laws. But what we did do, and that's put regulations in place for abortion clinics. Prior to us passing the law, there were virtually no regulations for abortion clinics, and now they are at least being regulated like other doctor offices are, so the horrific conditions that were found in Philadelphia can no longer take place in Pennsylvania. Women were dying while they were receiving abortions. Babies were being killed after birth. People with no medical training were working in the offices. And now those things cannot happen. Now they will be regulated like other medical offices.
There was also action on what people refer to as lawsuit abuse reform, and some people call it tort reform. What's going on here? What did the House do, and how will this help to level the playing field for those who are the objects of civil suits in Pennsylvania?
We repealed joint and several liability. It's more commonly referred to as fair share. So what it means is no longer can a hospital or a manufacturer or an individual be required to pay more in a lawsuit than their percentage of fault. That is a great job creation tool because prior to passing fair share legislation, a company could be 10% at fault. If the other party didn't have insurance, they would have to pay 100% of the settlement. So this should help attract companies to Pennsylvania and create jobs.
And one of the most noteworthy achievements by the General Assembly this year was how the state budget was handled. What are some of the details of this year's budget process?
We passed a budget on time. We reduced spending by about $1 billion, and we had no tax increase. All 8 Rendell budgets were done late. Government got shut down. State employees went without paychecks. State vendors weren't getting paid. That didn't happen this year. We're running the place professionally. And again, this year, we're going to have another on-time budget with no tax increases.
And of course, one of the last and most notable stories that came out of Harrisburg this year was the legislative reapportionment process. It takes place every 10 years, and I understand it means some relatively big changes for your district in northwestern Pennsylvania.
I'm looking forward to representing the new areas that I'm picking up in Erie County. I have a long history in Erie County. I worked at Erie Insurance for 14 years. I graduated from Gannon University, so I'm very familiar with Erie County, and I'm very at home there, and I'm looking forward to representing the good people there.
Representative Roy, it's great to hear from you, and hope to hear a lot from you in the new year. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.